What is up, guys and girls, and welcome back to episode 23 of the Football Manager Creator Show. As always, we've got my super sidekick, Super Swan. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I like that, super sidekick. I'm happy with that.
It rolls off the tongue with your name as well, so I thought that was quite good.
I have to add that to the special Swan, I think, as a new moniker.
Yeah, and we've also got, as opposed to ever-present, the never-present, Parkera Games. How are you doing, dude?
Oh, kia ora, how we going?
I've worked on that today, haven't I? That little intro, that's... I've worked on that today. to be fair, that just came off the top of my head. I didn't actually write that down, honest.
I wasn't here last week because obviously the time zones don't always work for enough ever.
Yeah, yeah. We had an adequate replacement. I won't say better. We had an adequate replacement. The Mad Scientist, if you haven't heard that one, he's the creator of all classic databases. Go back and check episode 22 out for some excellent talking about classic databases.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel the same without you, Park, here on the pod. It's like, you know, we're getting all the brothers back together.
Yeah, band of brothers.
Thank you very much.
Elvis has entered the building. So, as of the pod, we've got we've still got 22 countries, which is I'm blown away by that. 22 countries, people listening in 22 different countries around the world is pretty. How many countries are there? I'm really bad at geography. Anyone know?
More than 22.
There's more than 22. There's definitely more than 22.
But they are the top 22, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, if you're listening to our podcast, that makes you one of the top countries, doesn't it?
100%.
So if you want to be a top country, guys, it's basically simple. It's you just have to listen to the podcast and you become the 23rd top country, I guess.
Exactly. So if you're listening and you're in a new country, congratulations, you've joined the club.
Yeah. And we'll definitely give you a shout out next week as the 23rd best country. And we're averaging 60 listeners every week. So that's still pretty impressive. I like to think anything above 50 is a bonus.
To be honest, I'm happier, but anything over one.
I mean, it's always better that someone's listening, otherwise it's pointless us doing it. But my point is I think we started off quite well, didn't we? And normally with most content, it slowly, gradually declines. And we've sort of stayed between the 50 and 70 mark, you know, 23 episodes now. So it's pretty cool.
Big up the 60.
Big up the 6-0.
It is very good, actually. It's quite consistent. And, yeah, you know, I mean, like you said, a lot of places, they just drop down, they fade down. But we've managed to maintain a good average, really.
Yeah.
So I can't complain.
Definitely not. As you probably know, we are the official podcast to the Football Manager Creators Discord community, which is probably the best Football Manager community on the tinternet. Am I wrong?
Oh, definitely on the tinternet, yes.
Oh, yeah, 100%, yep.
Yeah, I mean, probably off the tinternet as well. You can join that by going on to our official Twitter page, the FMC_show, or even by going to @FMCreators. Both of them are on Twitter, and you can join the links on there. We've started doing a movie night, a community movie night, which is a pretty good brain fart from is it a brain fart or a brain child?
Brain
fart's a bad thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a fart, more like a nice little
I don't know why I said that. From Dr. Not As Evil, he is the new big dog in the community and he's turning it around quite well. So we do this movie night. It's the last Saturday of every month. So the next one will be the 30th of May. And it's from 10 o'clock. Yesterday we did Mike Bassett, England manager. And it was a pretty good turnout. I think we had about 10 people in there at one point. So I think the more it sort of gets talked about and banded about, I think we'll probably grow them numbers. But, you know, it's a good start. We had a few people in there watching Mike Bassett, England manager. And we'll change that, obviously, every time we do it. And there's going to be a poll on the FM Creators Twitter every month so you decide what movies are going to be played. Also, make sure if you do get the opportunity to like this podcast and rate and review it as well, 5 stars or more, because otherwise, as Super Swan always says,
doesn't work. You have to rate it 5 or the top score. Otherwise, the score gets lost in the ether and it never counts. So if you want your voice heard, you've got to rate the top score. Otherwise, that's it.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you? If you're going to vote, you might as well be heard.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Go for it. Go for the top score. Show the support.
It has to be a five. Minimum of five. Like you said, there is no less, to be honest. So yeah. I might as well just put a five in there because it's going to default to five.
Exactly. It's going to go to five anyway, so you might as well just put it.
And also, it's a good deed. It classes as a good deed and something that, you know, you'll feel good about after. Because you'll be like, yeah, I made that happen. I gave that podcast a five and helped them grow. That's something I did. And that's how you'll feel. Do you know what I mean? You'll sleep better overnight. You'll wake up fresher in the mornings.
Oh, and there's nothing better than having a good night's sleep, eh? You know, waking up.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad I put a five-star rating on that podcast. Absolutely.
Exactly. And it'll be noticeable straight away. That night you'll go to bed and you'll sleep perfectly through the night like a baby. Wake up the next day, whatever you've got to do the next day will be a lot easier and you'll be a lot more productive. So just give it a five star. It takes 2 seconds. Exactly. And it makes your life better.
I mean, even if you're a Welshman in Chester, you'll still wake up feeling refreshed if you put a five star rating on.
I reckon if you're a Welshman in Chester and you gave a five star rating, you'd probably be all right.
Yeah, you'd wake up with five-star rating and, you know, no head, but, you know, you'd still give that five-star rating.
No, but with no head. Yeah, no, but if you're in Chester and you're a Welshman and someone's going to shoot you with a crossbow, you go, well, wait, I gave the FMC podcast a five-star rating. They'd probably just leave you to it, I reckon.
100%.
I reckon that's what I think anyway. So, yeah. Give it a review and a rating, guys. It'll make your life a lot better. Save updates, guys. Parkera.
Doing well in the trucking.
Trucking's going
and
well.
Farming,
good stuff.
But I don't know about anything else.
Okay.
How is the farmer simulator going?
Yeah, it's going all right. I need to do another recording, actually, for this next coming week because I'm chopping down trees.
I mean, that sounds less monotonous than picking tactics.
Well, it's more guaranteed to work.
If you put the axe in the tree, if you keep striking the tree with the axe, sooner or later it's going to fall. You can put six defenders at the back, but you're probably still going to concede a goal. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay, what about you, Swan?
So yeah, last week we took over a new club. So we're at Club 5 Lazio in Serie A. So the last episode, we've surprisingly quite close to the top of the league. I think we've been top now for a couple of weeks now. But in the latest episode, we went up against Juventus and AC Milan, who are both second and third place. And I think we're about 14, 15 games in, and we're still sort of, you know, we've only like drawn one game, lost one game. So you'd think that we are quite clear at the top, but it seems that Juventus and AC Milan seem to be having very good seasons as well. So they're only about 2 points back, 1 point back. But we did, I think, lose to AC Milan, draw against Juventus. So it's a three-way title race at the moment. And even Inter Milan.
Do you find, when you get to the stage where you're at, where you're saying, like, you know, you don't seem to be able to make that ground. Like, when Juventus and that lose, do you not find that you lose as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's all what goes around comes around, isn't it? So, you know, when they've dropped points, you're thinking, right, this is the time. This is the chance to pull away.
That's when you know you're going to concede a 95th minute goal.
Yeah, and the team are like, nah, it's not happening. We've got to keep that gap. So, yeah, it's going all right at the moment. So, I say we're about halfway through the season. And to be honest, I was only expecting to get top four. So, because we want to get back, because Lazio haven't been in the Champions League for about five, six seasons when I looked at the competition history. So, to get them back top four is the main goal. But it seems to be going well. We're in a title challenge. We're also in this is the funnest competition, I say. It's the Europa League Cup Conference 2, or whatever the third tier of Europe's called. Because I think in the game it's called Euro Cup 2, but I think its official name is the Europa Conference, I think. So I've aptly called it the Europa League Cup Conference 2, and we're in that as well. So we're in the third tier of European football. So I'm not really fussed about that, because I want to win the Champions League, not the Europa League Cup Conference 2. So we're in that as well. We're doing all right. We're in the group stages. So hopefully we're going to have a nice run in that and hopefully bring some silverware back as well.
So you're going to be the messiah?
I am. Like I said, you know, the aim is top four. And then if we win the Europa League Cup Conference 2, even better. But I'm not really focused on that. I'm more focused on getting a good league position in Serie A and then going again the next year and see what happens, really. But yeah, Club 5's going really well so far.
Good stuff. And I'm still cracking on with my Newcastle save. Talk of the Tyne, the era after Shearer. And it's annoying because we've still not quite got rid of Michael Owen.
He's still hanging around.
Obviously, you know that that's my main priority. No finish or cups a priority. Michael Owen out the door is the main priority. That is the number one. That's club vision and everything put together in one. So that's my main priority.
I'm surprised,
but it's not
that
happening.
In your club vision, it should be like one of the 5-year goals. Sell Michael Owen.
Well, I'm expecting the board to sack me when I do it as well. Do you know what I mean? It's like you sold the star player, but I'm sticking to my guns. We had this out last week. I'm sticking to my guns. So we're in a bit of a pickle with injuries. We've got Ami Obi out for 2 months and Obafemi Martins out for 3 months. They're our two main strikers. I think the board have poisoned them to try and get me to play Michael Owen, and they're just saying that it's a foot and an ankle injury. But I think it's probably the board sort of going, well, you know, you got to play him. Rather than that, I'm playing our lone striker, Rossi, and our youngster, Andy Carroll, up front. Going good and bad. We're through to the knockout cup in the Euro Cup. Through to the knockout stages in the Euro Cup, sorry. We are, however, on a barren run of 5 games without a win in the Premier League, leaving us in 6th place. I can't wait for Ami Obi and Martins to get back because that will take some pressure off me. But right now, I'm adamant I'm not going to play Michael Owen, and I'm still trying to actively sell him. But Rossi and Carroll... Rossi's not doing too bad, but Carroll's not doing great, to be fair. And he's one of the players that I wanted to sort of build this save around. I wanted to, you know, the youngsters like Stephen Taylor, Andy Carroll, James Milner, Scott Parker. I wanted them to build this team around them and make them successful. But Carroll's just not quite living up to expectations. I'm hoping it's only because it's early days, but one day I'll be able to turn around and say, see, this is why I didn't play Michael Owen, because we've got a local lad in the vein of Alan Shearer, good old Andy Carroll, and this time he's staying, he's not going to Liverpool. And that's where we're at the minute.
So you say you're sixth at the moment. What are the positions do the board expect you to finish?
We need to be the best of the rest. So I think it is about sixth they want me to finish.
Oh, that's not too bad then.
So that's actually, I don't think it's that bad, yeah. I want to finish higher than that, obviously. So,
well, if you play Michael Owen more, I think he'll get you the goals to get you top four.
I'm sure you're probably right.
But you're going to cut your nose off to spite your face, aren't you?
Well, I like to play on hard difficulty.
It's because you recognise that Michael Owen is such a really good player, so you just don't want to play him?
Isn't playing at Newcastle hard difficulty anyway?
Yeah, true.
That's actually a valid point, Parker. But, I think I don't want to play him. I feel so strong about this and no one gets it. No one understands. I feel so strongly about it.
I think you should rename the series the not Michael Owen save.
Yeah, I think so. Trying to get rid of Owen.
Yeah.
I just feel like if I can pull it off, then it'll make me a better manager. You know what I mean? And I can go to everyone. I can stick my middle finger up to everyone else and go, see, told you we can do it without Owen. Owen's not important. He's not important, and we might as well write him out of the Newcastle history books.
Yeah, we'll let time tell on that one.
We will. So, yeah, that's where I'm at anyway. Let's move on to the topic of the week, which we put out on the official Twitter, FMC_show. Go follow it. We put out, this was a week before last, obviously, because we had an issue with Parker being off last week, so we had to draft in someone else. So we thought we'd just save this question for this week. So that's why it's a bit older. So we've got who follows a team exclusively because of managing them on FM? And if it's a local-ish team, have you got round seeing them play live or bought something from their club shop online? Let us know and get a mention on the pod this week / next week. So, yeah, that's what we've asked them. Cheech was the first guy to get in touch.
Cheechy baby.
I follow at AECFC 1916, which is Atherton Collieries, who I'm quite familiar with. And they follow me back. Party hat, party blower whistle thing emoji. Was going to go down and catch a game, but then COVID-19 ruined it. Couldn't find an official club shop, but I bought the closest thing I could to their home shirt and had a mug made with the logo on. So, yeah, Atherton Colliery were in the same league as my local team, Prescott Cables, last season. They won the league, so now they're in the league above us, which is a bit shocking, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess.
It's cool that you get a follow back off the club. That's cool.
That's what I think. I like that about the lower league clubs, though, because they're not, you know, to be fair, they obviously don't have the millions of followers. Do you know what I mean? So it's not as, you know, you can't expect like Man United to follow everyone back on Twitter. Do you know what I mean? But if you've only got a few thousand clubs and you're promoting them, do you know what I mean? You're not just a fan, you're promoting them. And that's what you're doing when you're playing them on Football Manager, especially if you're playing it on Twitch or YouTube. You're promoting them, aren't you? So it's nice to get that little... Yeah, it's nice to get that little bit of recognition back, I think.
Oh, well, I mean, I think a perfect example of that is, in a way, Loki Doki's journeyman, well, not journeyman, the one club save he did last year for Fort William.
Yeah. That's a good one.
He ended up getting a documentary and everything, didn't it?
Yeah. Raising a fair bit.
I was going to say, raised so much money for him as well by doing that.
Yeah, now they're richer than Man United.
The Loki Doki effect.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, to be fair, this is the next one's actually quite a good thing of that as well. Because Matt E. Baker has written go on, you say it. Go on.
Aberystwyth.
Town for me. Managed to get over for a game late November, even made the local news.
Yeah, so
so he's put a little link to an article that they've done on him, which again is really, really nice of them. They don't have to do it, but it's just nice for that recognition.
I said to the guy, I said, you know, start the Welsh Hospitality, if you see, we invite you in, you'll be one of our own. You know, that's what we do in Wales. We invite everybody in. We just, you know, everyone's our mate.
Note to self, manage a North Welsh team next season.
Oh yeah, go up north, because you know, down because you get really North Whelian, so up north, but you know, I'm down south, you know.
Well, I'm south sort of side. Like on par with the North Wales, because I've got a mate who lives, he's from Liverpool originally, and he met a girl from Bangor and he went and banged her. But yeah, but he went, I mean, he lives in Bangor now, and it only takes like an hour to get from mine to North Wales.
Yeah.
So North Wales would probably be better for me to manage a team. Next up, we've got newly appointed admin in the FM Creators Discord, Lord Calmus. Me. I discovered Shrews Web on FM15. That's Shrewsbury Town, I believe. And it's down to this day by far my favourite team and I have ever done on FM. Took them from League One to Champions League glory and 10 Premier League titles. They also grew to my heart when they beat MK Dons and won me the title with Blackburn.
See, there's moments like that stick with you. So sort of throughout the FM years, is when you get that sort of that final day win with a team and you've got an affinity to them. So, big up Shrewsbury Town.
Yeah, definitely. Then we've got Bobby G Gaming. He needs no introduction in the FM circles. I follow FC Vaduz Liechtenstein team playing in the Swiss Challenge League after winning the Europa League and Champions League with them on FM 2019. So Bobby's from your neck of the woods, Park area, yeah?
Right, he is. He's from good old Auckland. He's a good bloke. I catch up every time I get up there, up to Auckland.
Have you met him, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Best buds, look. Such a small place, isn't it, New Zealand?
Compared to a few places, I guess so, yes.
You know, not compared to the UK.
The closer it is, yes.
Yeah.
The New Zealand crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got two more. Andy Davies, not strictly FM, but I started supporting Bordeaux from FIFA as they had a really cool away shirts. Got two of them. Obviously, I'm wearing one in my profile pic.
So I can resonate with that, because I remember when I used to play FIFA back in the day, and I'd go through all the teams and look at all the kits and see which one was the coolest. Yeah. And then I'd transfer all the best players into that team just so I could play in the cool kits.
And that's how you play Football Manager these days.
Oh yeah, I just pick them based on kits purely. You
know, transfer all the best players into the team.
Oh, I don't know, man. If you've seen some of the players I've managed, I doubt that highly.
And then finally, we've got Cookie FM, one of the admins from the FM Premier League. He said, main road for my FM16 save. I also keep an eye on Dortmund now because of FM. So he's a Man United fan anyway. So I guess he does the same as what I used to do with Gateshead. Obviously, you don't want to manage a big team, so you go to the local team of your club. Do you know what I mean? So I used to manage Gateshead all the time when I first played Football Manager. So I guess he's done the same, because Main Road are kind of a local team to Man United. And that's it. That's all we've got. So what about, we'll go with you, Park Era. What about you? Do you follow any teams because of Football Manager?
Yeah, two really. The one that stands out, probably the first one that I started following just because of Football Manager. I can't remember what version now of the game. It was like, 2010 upwards-ish. But it was St. Johnston. They're in the Scottish Premiership now. But I think when I took them over, they were in either the Championship or the League One, and struggling. And I managed to get them up into the Premier League and do quite well with them. It was a long-term save, personal saves back then, or just normal games. Ever since then, I just started following them, keeping an eye on them as best as I can from over here. Especially back then, it was a little bit harder. Also, I would have to say Clyde, just because of last season's one club save that I did with them. I'd get notifications and stuff, and when they play, and just bits and bobs like that. So it's quite interesting just to see how those teams are going. But the big one for me is St. Johnston. It was one of those. I was just a random team I selected, and just thought, yep, we'll stick with it. And I've turned down massive offers from some of the big clubs, and I just stayed there and just started to dominate Scotland and a little bit of Europe as well with it.
Clyde and St. Johnston, a fan of Scottish football from the sounds of it.
Yeah, I was just about to say, they like talk funny up that way.
I like Scottish football as an alternative to the English game, and also it's kind of, to a lesser extent, the same extent. It's like I like it
Do you mean you like Scottish football as an alternative to actual football?
No, just to the English game, because everyone goes for the certain teams. It's just quite nice to change it up, and it's very familiar or similar, similar to how it is in England, apart from this stupid.
Yeah, you also go back to its roots, really, isn't it?
Huh?
It almost goes back to its roots, really, isn't it? Where it's just like it's all about the football as opposed to the money and the pompous and the around. Yeah.
I mean, you can be a manager for 10 plus years, and you know what I mean? And because you don't win the championship this year, you're not going to get in the boot unless you're probably in the big two. But that's it. Everybody else is either, you can basically, what's this saying? Oh, you can, sink your teeth into it and just get some experience. I mean, hey, look at all the big names that come through in English or international football and from Scotland.
Yeah, definitely.
So, okay.
But I enjoy it.
Yeah. What about you, Swan?
Yeah, I got two as well. And I think the first one I got is a Finnish team called Cups or Kuopion Palloseura. I managed in FM19. I did a journeyman, and they were the first team I took over. And I really enjoyed managing them, and I enjoyed when I did some research on them, like the history of the club and the stadium and the local town and stuff. So I started following them on Twitter, and I get the occasional sort of like Twitter thing come up, but it's all in Finnish, and I'm trying to work it out what it says because I have no understanding.
You can translate the tweets now,
Well, it translates it into some dodgy English, which I probably can't understand even worse, to be honest with you.
But that should be your language, because Welsh is just dodgy English, isn't it?
Welsh is an amazing language, right? I could go all day about amazing Welsh words, but I'll save that for maybe a different podcast. But I keep up with Cups, and I think they won the league last year for the first time in something like 10 years. So, and I had a few people comment on my videos on Cup saying that they'd won the league. So I was like, oh, that's really awesome. So It's like, it's funny how, like, you, I've got, like, you manage teams in Football Manager, and you kind of have a team in every country. So my Finnish team is definitely going to be cups going forward. And I always sort of keep an eye on their result, really. I haven't had a chance to go see a game with, obviously, what's going on. And maybe when all this is over, I might have to fly over to Finland to a game just to see how it all looks. I think that'll be pretty cool. So I think that's my first one. And then my second one is from this year with Swansea Uni. So it's a team very local to me. And for my current season, I'm doing Campus the Champions. The whole premise is starting at a campus in Swansea Uni and so going around doing different clubs. And for the first episode, I actually went up to the ground to have a look and see what it all looks like. And it's very, like, you know, non-league of non-league. It's literally a pitch and some, like, training equipment. It's all just there. And I remember I went to go see a game up there the week after, and I think it was only about, I think it was Swansea Uni against Avon Lido, and we won 3-1. There was, like, literally three people there, me included. So it was a really cool experience. And so now, again, the team that I look out for the results for, because they are in the second division of Welsh football, which I didn't even know existed until this year. I was surprised we have a first division, to be honest with you. But I'd say those are my two teams. And I know the Swansea Uni one, I've definitely gone up to see a game of theirs. And like I say, when all this is over, I'm definitely going to be popping up and see what the games look like up there.
Cool. I've got a few. Like Atlanta in America. I started liking them, I think it was 2016, because I played them on Football Manager. And it wasn't really a great season. But you kind of do look into clubs when you sort of manage them on Football Manager. You look into the history of them and that, and you try and find out a bit more about them and that, don't you? So I followed them a little bit, and they're sort of my MLS team now because of Football Manager. Newcastle Jets in Australia, they were another one, and I started playing them because they were Newcastle.
Mm.
But the main one I'd say that I've followed is Prescott Cables, because I'm not from where I live. I moved to Liverpool, and then I moved to where I live now with my wife. And basically, that's the local team. So I started looking into them and that. And then I used to go, like, every now and then. Like, I didn't used to go, like, all the time, but I used to go every now and then. I got involved with them for a bit, coaching. I still didn't go all the time. And then I moved on to another junior team local to them, because the way they ran things wasn't to how the guy who I was working with liked. So we moved on to a different team. I stopped going for a while. And then I thought, you know, why don't I, you know, I saw everyone was on Football Manager and they were all playing, you know, as their local teams and getting sponsored by, not sponsored by them, but, you know, partnered with them, if you like. And I thought, you know, why don't I do a series of Prescott Cables? So I went down there and I set it all up, and I decided then I was going to do the save. So I went down there, I got, you know, pictures, I got talking to all the board members and all that. I'm like good mates with quite a few of the board members now, and you know, I go down there all the time now. I've started taking my little girl down there, and I wouldn't say that's all because of Football Manager, but I would say I've learned a lot more about them because of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Inspired you to look into them both out of the game and in the game, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and eventually it's got you involved.
Yeah. When I was coaching with them, they didn't have a great reputation. And that's why we left, because not as a club, but as a youth setup, they didn't have a great reputation. I don't mean that by stars. I mean, I think at the time they were charging the kids extra money to have the badge on the kit and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's run completely different now. It's run by different people now. But that when I was coaching the youth team with the guy I used to coach with, because I was his sort of assistant. And he was sort of the one that got me into coaching. He was like, yeah, I don't like the way they run things, because the kids already have to pay like subs and all that. And on top of that, they had to pay like £10 a month extra to have the badge of the team they're promoting on their kit. Do you know what I mean? So it's all about making money and all that. So we sort of moved away from it. And I had it left a sort of sour taste in my mouth with them, if you like. So in a way, it sort of put me off Prescott Cables back then. Being them on Football Manager sort of made me look deeper into it. And because of that, I got to meet the new regime, if you like. I get on really well with them all now. And, you know, there's a number of fans I get on with. I can go down there and, you know, we have a laugh. It's pretty cool. Like, obviously, I don't have free reign of the club or anything. But, you know, because of it, I can go there and be, like, friendly with everyone and not be on my own there. I had a poster up in the bar area when I did my when I did my save, a big A3 poster with my face on it. So
you said you're a pretty big deal then in the press?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a pretty big deal. I wouldn't say I'm a VIP, but they know who I am. Like, do you know what I mean?
Not gonna brag, but they know who I am.
I'm going all. What's his name? Anchorman. What does he say? I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah. No. Not. I wouldn't say I'm a big deal. I just mean I know who people are. And when I first started going, I felt a little bit uneasy with that. Do you know what I mean? Because I thought people might take the piss and things like that, but actually they didn't. You know, like I said, the board members loved it. I remember the goalkeeper, he's left now, but he was the main goalkeeper in my save, Ben Barnes. I was filming some footage for the save, and he ran past and he went, "Keep up good work on your YouTube." And do you know what? That meant, like, loads to me. Like, because I didn't even know he knew who I was.
That's cool.
It is cool. It is cool when you get little nods like that. Do you know what I mean? Shall we move on to the quiz then?
Oh, the favourite part of the podcast.
It is today, because I'm not doing it.
So that means that
the pressure's not on me. So I'm reading the questions. So it's Swan versus Parkera today.
This isn't
necessarily mixed in with what we're talking about, but it's a fun quiz. I'd say I thought I'd keep it a bit fun. So we're gonna do fastest finger first. And that doesn't mean if Parkera doesn't get the answer that Swan can jump in, does it?
Well, you're the quiz master. It's up to you.
It's your
quiz. Because last week it was fast finger first. So I was doing it, and then I was getting, and then you was jumping in anyway.
Yep. And then I knew the answer.
And then getting it right, yeah. Right, okay. So we'll do fast finger first. So we will do that. We will do it. So if one of you get it wrong, then the other one can have a guess. Okay?
Cool.
So that's what we'll do. Yeah. Fast finger first. And then if it's wrong, then the other person can get a guess. Okay? So question number one. Which Chelsea player said he would have been a chef if he wasn't a footballer? Was it Ross Barkley, Pedro, or Olivier Giroud?
Swan. And this is a guess. I could go for Pedro.
Okay.
I'm going to go for Ross Barkley.
I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you did that because I didn't want to say it was wrong. So I'm not going to say it's wrong. I'm just going to give you both a guess, actually. I'm not going to do what I said I'm going to do. I'm going to give you both a guess and then I'll say who's right or if you're both wrong, right? And Parkera got a point there.
Woo-hoo!
It was Ross Barkley. And do you know what? When I was writing this quiz, I actually put in Pedro and Giroud because I thought Spanish and French, they sound more chefy.
Yeah, but
so it was to throw Spanner
in the
works.
I can't picture Ross Barkley as a chef. That's why I didn't pick him. I don't know. He just hasn't got... Not, he just doesn't look like a chef.
He doesn't look like a chef, yeah. I mean, it might have something to do with the football kit he wears, but... Put a chef hat on him and he might look like a chef.
Maybe so.
Right, okay. So that's one to Parkera. Number two. Which ex-Arsenal player has 27 siblings? Yes, 27 siblings.
What?
Jovinho, Emmanuel Frimpong, or Alex Song?
Swan. I'll guess again. Alex Song.
Okay. And Parkera?
How many siblings?
27 siblings.
I was going to go for Song.
Go for Song if you want.
What's the middle name?
You got Jovinho, Emmanuel Frimpong, or Alex Song?
Frimpong. It just sounds better.
Okay, so that is a point to Swan. It was Alex Song. Alex Song has 17 sisters and 10 brothers.
You can have no football team.
Parents are busy.
There's that's two football teams.
Oh my god. Are they all like full blood or half?
Do you reckon that's why he's so good at football? Because as a kid he just played football 11 a side with his brothers and sisters. That's why there's so many songs in football. I wonder how many of them are actually footballers.
My god.
So number three, which ex Wigan Athletic player only has three toes on his left foot? Is it Maina Figueroa, Emerson Boyce, or Jordi Gomez?
Akira?
Go on then.
I'm just going to go with Gomez.
Okay. Swan?
Are you a Figueroa?
Went to Swan.
Oh! Clutch!
It is Maynor Figueroa. And I did try and look at why. He was, yeah. I did try and look why he's only got three toes on his left foot, but it didn't tell you. Which is a bit gutting, because you kind of want to know now, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair play as well. He was a good left back as well, and he used a bomb down that left-hand side, and with three toes. Yeah. Imagine if he had five toes.
So was he a left-side? Was he a left-footed player?
I'm not sure if he was left-footed, but I think he played left back.
Because that'd be even more impressive, wouldn't it? Making it to the Premier League level with three toes on his left foot as a left-footed player. Okay, number four. Which current German international goalkeeper lent his voice to the German version of Disney Pixar film? Ter Stegen, Manuel Neuer, or Bernd Leno?
Swan. I'm going to go Bernd Leno.
Okay, and what about you, Paco?
Neuer.
And that is a point to Parkera.
Yes.
2-2. It was Manuel Neuer, and it was Monsters University.
Well, he is a bit of a beast, isn't he?
The German version of Monsters University. I thought that was pretty cool. See what I mean by this being quite a little fun quiz? I take that as a no then. Which goalkeeper once scored a hat trick for his club side? Right? Now listen, right?
Listen.
I'm going to tell you now, right? All of these are goal-scoring goalkeepers. Right? So you've got Rogerio Senna, or Senny, or Kenny, it's C-E-N-I. He scored 129 goals in his career. You got Louis Chilavert, who scored 67 goals in his career. And you've got Dimitar Ivankov, who scored 42 goals in his career.
Right, I'm going to go for it. Swan. I go Rodrigo Senni or Senni, because I know he used to play, I think it was Sao Paulo, and he would take the free kicks and the penalties for his team. So he must have had a hat trick at some point in his career. So I'm going to go for him.
Okay, and Parkera?
Jesus Christ. So what's the question again? Just go over the question again.
So good luck to the two
other names. So which goalkeeper scored a hat-trick for his club side, right? And all three goalkeepers are goal-scoring. So you've got Rogerio Senni is 129 goals he scored in his career. Louis Chilavert scored 67 goals in his career. And Dimitar Ivankov scored 42 goals in his career. Who scored a hat trick?
Chevalier guy or Chevalier, whatever it is, guy, 67 goal guy.
Firstly, how do you not know who that is? Secondly, you are right. Parkera, yes, it was Louis Chilavert. He was probably the most famous goal scorer.
Did he do the scorpion kick?
No. Oh. I don't think so. He is the one that scores. He did take all the free kicks and penalties, though. So I don't know if you got him mixed up.
No, Rodrigo said he did as well, but maybe he just didn't score a hat-trick.
Yeah. So he scored three penalties for Vélez Sarsfield. Louis Chilavert. So, yeah, that's nice. Parkera. Okay. Question number six. Which ex-Leeds United player is Luka Modric's cousin?
Luka Modric's cousin?
Right. Mark Viduka, Alan Smith, or Harry Kewell?
Swan.
Go on, Swan.
Mark Viduka.
Okay. And Parkera?
I'm gonna go with Viduka. I'm not gonna change it because Swan's got it this time.
Okay. Point for both of you, Mark Viduka.
Yeah, I've seen it before somewhere. I've seen that they were related. I remember seeing it.
I can recall something about similar.
Okay. Question number 7. Which Liverpool player once dreamed of becoming a gymnast? Was it Sadio Mane, Giorgio Wijnaldum, or Adam Lallana?
Parkera.
Go on, Parkera.
I'm just going to go Lallana.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Wijnaldum.
Wijnaldum. And Swan has pulled it level. That's 4 apiece. It was Wijnaldum. I put Mane in there and none of you said him because I thought, yeah, he does the flip, so
he's the obvious choice. For whatever reason, I can imagine Wijnaldum thinking that he's a, you know.
Wijnaldum is the... Joe, you know, I like Wijnaldum, right? But Wijnaldum is definitely the Kanye West of football, isn't he?
He's class.
Like, I like him, but I don't like Kanye West. But if Kanye West was a footballer, it would be Wijnaldum, I reckon. Okay, so the tiebreaker.
Jesus.
Okay, 4 apiece. No pressure.
No pressure.
Right, I have got another tiebreaker if this one's tied as well. But the question is, which ex-Southampton player worked in a beetroot factory? Was it Billy Sharp, Luke Shaw, or Ricky Lambert? Or the win.
Worked in a beetroot factory.
Beetroot factory. That's actually a thing, apparently.
Right, I'll go first. I'll go with Billy Sharp.
Okay, Swan's gone with Billy Sharp and Parkera.
Billy Sharp. What's the other two names?
Billy Sharp, Luke Shaw, or Ricky Lambert?
I'll go Lambert. Fuck it. Whatever.
And Parkera has won the quiz. Ricky Lambert, when he played for Macclesfield Town. When he played for Macclesfield Town, he worked in a beetroot factory.
Oh, wow.
He's on a roll.
He's on a roll. Okay, guys. Well done, Parkera. I'm made up for you. I'm not going to lie.
You'll always know where a beetroot farm is from now onwards.
Yes, a beetroot factory, not a farm. Yeah. Obviously, there's a farm for beetroot because you grow it.
Yeah, you...
That's why you got it. I gave Parkera the easy question. He's a farmer, isn't he?
That must be it. That's the connection.
That's the connection. Yeah, that's all we've got time for today. So let's tell people where they can find us. Parkera, you won the quiz, so you can go first.
Yep, you can find me in New Zealand. But if you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Parkera Games on Twitter and Parkera in the Discord. And, oh yeah, YouTube, Parkera Games as well. Go check those out. And if you have a nosy in Instagram, there is a Parkera Games there too, which kind of gets updated once in a blue moon. But more often than I play Football Manager.
Very good. I like the way you did that, yeah. And what about you, Swan?
you can find me on YouTube, Super Swan, on the Discord, Super Swan as well, on Twitter, at SuperSwanYT. And I'm also on Twitch as well, doing some Final Fantasy IX streaming on a Saturday, twitch.tv/Super_Swan.
And as always, I am KyleXPlays everywhere, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. So hit me up on any one of them you prefer and go and check me out on YouTube and Twitter. And please, please, please rate and review if you get the chance because it really does help. 5 stars.
Minimum. Or doesn't work.
Or it doesn't work. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for listening. It's a goodbye from me. Goodbye from Super Swan.
Have a good one, guys.
And goodbye from Parkera, the beetroot farmer.
Kia kaha.
Kia kaha.